WRIV.
Your favorite and my favorite, your hometown station.
This is the only time you'll hear the Rolling Stones on this station, right? Much to Tony DeMaro's chagrin. Okay, let's see. We got phone calls here. Hello there.
Hello.
I know you.
You do?
I do, yes. Let me just put on my... I'm holding an envelope to my forehead like Carson used to do on a Tonight Show.
Carnac
used to do, on the Tonight Show, thousands of years ago. You probably weren't even old enough to watch. Let me see. This would be Southampton Town Justice Karen Sartain.
That's right. This is Southampton Town Justice Karen Sartain. That's right. Good morning, Bruce.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good, thank you. So how are you enjoying the campaign trail?
It's been a really great time. Unfortunately, there hasn't been any door-to-door involvement, but I've had a really great time, and 2 weeks to go. I've met a lot of great people. I met the cashier at Staples yesterday when I was buying something. She said, "I know that name." And I said, she goes, "I got a letter from her." And I go, "That's me." And she goes, "Oh, my God, I'm meeting Karen Sartain." So it's been a lot of fun. It's been a really good time. I've met a lot of good people and, you know, gotten to talk to lots of people in the community. So it's been great. Thanks.
Well, you know, because you have to got to enjoy the experience. I mean, I'm thousands of years ago when I ran for the town board, I thought it was like going to a party every night, banging on doors, and, you know, although they had a lot more rubber chicken dinners and stuff like that than they are now because of the whole COVID deal.
Yeah, there's no breakfast. There's no 50-50 lunches. There's no door-to-door anything. It's all Zooming and sending letters and hoping that you see somebody that looks approachable. I was at the farmer's market last weekend, and everybody I approached was from out of town, except all the vendors are local. So I gave my stuff to the vendors. But it's been great. I've really enjoyed the whole process, and I can't believe it's only 2 weeks away.
Yeah, that's the interesting part. I got to ask you.
Yes.
I guess the Suffolk County, the district courts, you know, everything was, well, The civil courts were closed in the county for a long time. Did Southampton Town Justice Court ever really close, or what happened with that?
Yeah, so what happened originally and for a very long time up until June, the only thing that the court was open for, and when I say open, I mean on Skype virtually, was weekend arraignments for people that got arrested on the weekend in Southampton Town, and those were handled by the four local justices, including me, on the weekends. Everything else during the week, everyone that got arrested here got sent to Central ISLIP. There's been no landlord-tenant. There's no small claims. There's no criminal matters being done. And then starting in June, we got our arraignments back. So now basically if you get arrested in Southampton Town, you're arraigned by one of the four justices. And little by little, we've been getting back to having, I've done one small claims trial. You know, we've taken care of lots of traffic tickets, but there hasn't been any jury trials or anything like that, and we'll be getting back to landlord-tenant matters pretty soon.
Now, I saw also that you don't even have to go into the building now in Southampton Town Justice Court, so I guess that's for, like, you know, parking tickets and stuff like that?
Well, that's my pet project, there's a new window that's installed on the side of the clerk's office. They put a bulletproof window facing the parking lot with kind of like a drawer. I guess like it's the same as walking up to a bank teller. And it's not open yet because the town hasn't put either the stairs or the stairway or whatever mechanism they're going to have to be able so that you can reach the window, because right now it's at about 8 feet up.
Mm-hmm.
But basically once that's there, and I think that should be this week or next, you'll be able to speak to a clerk if you want to pay a ticket, if you want to check your court date, you want to see if you have a court date coming up that you forgot, anything that involves just basically a ministerial type question you can handle without having to go through the metal detector and or having to stand in the lobby, which is, you know, it's a very small place, and it's, you know, it's very stressful for the court officers. They can't have a lot of people in there, and, you know, it's better for everybody to stay as far apart as possible. So as soon as this window opens, there'll be a, the community be able to handle those matters very quickly from the outside.
Because I'm fascinated by the whole process. But I don't see you guys professionally all that often, thank God. but I am fascinated by it. I got to ask you this, because I know Riverhead Town Justice Court is very cramped for space. They really are.
Is
Southampton Court, is Southampton Town in that same position that way, or is Southampton Town better off?
Well, Riverhead only has one courtroom all the time, you know,
right
before COVID and now. So they were cramped before, and they remain cramped. We had, or we have three courtrooms. We have two courtrooms that I believe the occupancy is 80, and then a smaller one I believe that's around 35. But only one of our courtrooms right now is functional because it has all the appropriate safeguards, like they installed all around the bench where I sit to protect me, the clerk, the court reporter. So there's basically, like, I'm surrounded on three sides by plexiglass. The clerks are surrounded, and that protects me and the other people in the courtroom. And they only let, they configured that room to where only 10 people can be sitting with 6 feet apart. So we have one courtroom that's working, but it's not holding 80 people.
Because that's really interesting. So how do you like being a judge? I mean, that's, you know, it's kind of like a stupid question, but I mean, I'm not the right person to be a judge. Let me tell you why.
Why?
Because there are people, believe it or not, that I don't like in this world. Some of whom would probably be in, you know, I would wander in. Man, you get the chance to throw the book at them, I'd be winding up like I was Whitey Ford.
Right. That's a terrible quality in a judge, so you're probably right that you would not be well suited to this.
Wouldn't be suited to that.
No. I enjoy it very much. I was very happy and very proud when the town board appointed me in January. I met with all of the board when there was an opening, and by majority vote, super majority vote, I guess, they appointed me in January. And I've had a great year, even with COVID. I mean, I had, you know, two or three months before things got ugly. But I love it. It's been fantastic experience. It really is a way of, I've been a lawyer for almost 30 years. So it's a way of using the knowledge that I have and playing a different role. And I find it very fulfilling and rewarding. I try to have, you know, because I think, and I have a commercial with you every day. I think you hear me every morning a couple of times, that going to court should not be stressful. It's stressful enough as it is, and the court environment shouldn't make it any worse. And I do my best to make things pleasant for people to come in, and obviously not to where it's like, oh, this is just going to be a joke, and, you know, we're not going to do anything serious, because it is serious business, but there's no reason to make it intimidating or anything near that. So I try very hard to make it a good working environment for everybody and for the public as well.
Yeah, because I was going to say, that can be really intimidating having to go. You know,
terrible intimidation for people. For more than one reason. I mean, there's many reasons why people don't want to be in a courtroom, or don't want to go through metal detectors, or don't, you know, they just, it's scary.
Yeah, and then you got to walk through the doors, and, you know, even in a civil matter, you know, going in that it's not fun and games. It's, you know, it just isn't.
No, it's not.
All right, so you're running on the Democratic line.
Yes, I'm endorsed by the Democratic Party, and I'm endorsed by the Working Families Party.
All right, and you've been on the bench since January. Karen, I really appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for calling
in. Thank you. Thank you so much, Bruce. It was really nice to talk to you, and I hope that everyone out there that's listening will think about voting for me. And you see my signs, Retain Sartain, that's me. And I have the information on early voting. That starts on Saturday, the 24th, and you can vote. There's many locations that you can vote. You can find that online, but the closest one for us is at the Southampton, Stony Brook campus in the gym.
Ah, there you go. Because I know each town has, I think, at least one polling location. I know Huntington
Southampton
has a couple.
Campus, 70 Tuckahoe Road in Southampton. And then the one in East Hampton is at Windmill Village on Akabonic Road.
Karen, thank you very much.
Thank you, Bruce. Have a great day.
You too.